Welcome to the Ford Iron Podcast.
How shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe on whom they have not heard? That is Romans 10:14. And today, I'm going to do something a little different. This is my favorite time of the year. I love springtime. I love coming out into the woods here on our property, getting to walk around a little bit. And you know what? It's March. And in fact, this Sunday is March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, which I'm sure for a lot of people, what's the big deal about St. Patrick's Day, right? It's a day for a bunch of people to go out and celebrate the Irish, you know, get drunk and, you know, eat, you know, cabbage and corned beef and all that, right? Now that's what, you know, the world has kind of turned it into, but, I want to take a minute and just kind of walk through the story of St. Patrick, if you will. Some things that you may or may not know about St. Patrick. And you know, I'll say this is something that's kind of been on my heart for a little while and been wanting to do this podcast, and it's kind of a last minute thing, but I came out here and it's just a beautiful spring day. Couldn't ask for better weather in March. And it is just gorgeous. And so one of the reasons why this has been on my mind is, I'm a St. Patrick's birthday boy. My dad is named Patrick of all things, and I was born on St. Patrick's Day. Why I'm not named Patrick, I don't know. He was told that I should have been, but I wasn't. But anyway, so I've done a little research on St. Patrick, just kind of, you know, curious. And then the more I dove into it, the more I wondered why we as a church don't celebrate St. Patrick more. And so St. Patrick, he was born approximately 387 AD. And so he's born a couple of things. Some people say it's Scotland area. Some people say it was in Britain. And regardless, he was born around 387. He was not born in Ireland. Okay. So there's one thing if you don't know. He wasn't Irish. So how did he get to Ireland? There was an Irish raiding party that came across. And when they did, they actually kidnapped him and sold him into slavery into Ireland. That's how he ended up in Ireland as a young teenage boy. So with that, he got there. He was put in charge of being a shepherd and watching the sheep and tending the sheep. And so he had lots of nights out in the middle of nowhere, watching the sheep and tending them. And he really, he both his dad and his grandpa both were in the church. He grew up knowing God, but wasn't really involved in the church or had any use per se for God. However, during this time of slavery, he actually got to where he started praying more to God and seeking God more. And it got to a point where he was actually praying up to 100 times a day. And he did that almost as much, he said, at night. And he would just pray constantly and constantly. And this went on for several years. I think maybe it's like around 6 years or so, it said. And he had a dream one night that he should leave. And he had a vision of a ship, and it was sitting in a certain harbor. And so he decided, okay, let's go for it. So he ran off and ran away from slavery. He actually, when he got to that harbor, saw the exact ship that he had in his vision. He ended up boarding that ship. These people tried to make him actually bow to them in reverence and do a certain custom. And he was like, I can't do that. I'm a Christian and I won't do that. And so he stood his ground right at the beginning, and it could have cost him his trip back to his homeland, but it didn't. So he got back, went back on his trip to his homeland, got there. And while he was there, he joined the church and just started growing more in his faith, growing more. And after a few more years of this, he just felt a calling to go back because he knew how bad it was in Ireland. There was some churches there, but it wasn't really prevalent. It was very few. And so he knew the kind of people he was going to go back to. He knew the situation he was going to go back to, but he just felt this calling of God to go back and tell the people and bring the Irish people to a knowledge of Jesus. And so he goes there and he goes back. And what he goes back to is he goes back to just to kind of say, you know what he's going back to. He goes back to a Celtic type of society where it's you got druids and you got, they would create these things called wicker men, big men made out of sticks and stuff that was hollow on the inside. They could put up to 20 people in these things and then they would burn them alive. Human sacrifice was rampant. They would actually tie men up and tie them all four quarters so they can't move. And then they would pierce them in the heart or in the side or something to cause a death wound, but not an immediate death wound. And then they would take and watch them as they die, twisting and turning and how they reacted and how they died. They would interpret that and use it as prophecy. This is what he was going back to, was this kind of a religious system and the area he was going to. So he goes back and just pours his heart out, and God blesses his willingness to go back. He goes back and spends basically the rest of his life there. He ends up dying at approximately 461 AD on March 17th. There's a couple different stories about that. There's a couple different St. Patrick's that it could have been him. But supposedly it was on March 17th, and that's why we celebrate March 17th. He supposedly died as a martyr on March 17th. And so, you know, we're going into Sunday being March 17th. It's on a Sunday this year, St. Patrick's Day is. I think it'd just be good as we listen to this, we think about it, as we come out, who was St. Patrick and why do we really celebrate him? We celebrate him because knowing what he was going to go back into, he was fully aware of it, but fully committed to God and wanting to follow God and wanting to serve God and wanting to see people that he loved come to know Christ, no matter what the cost could be to him. And so what are some of the achievements that happened? You know, what are some of the things that he left as a legacy? I'm wearing, you know, one of our legacy builder shirt. What is the legacy that St. Patrick left? Well, it is said that he put into place at least 1,000 priests. It says that 40 out of 150 of the tribes that were in the Irish area in Ireland was converted to Christianity through his time there. And then just think about the generations and generations and generations for the last, you know, 1,500 plus years that have come to know Christ because of that man and him going in there. And then one last thing I want to share, well, a couple things. One of them is, you know, why do we have a shamrock? Is that just because it's Irish? I don't know if y'all can see that or not. Shamrock, three leaves, right? Why do we have a shamrock at St. Patrick's Day? So is that Irish? St. Patrick would use the shamrock with the three leaves to explain that it is a clover, shamrock, but it's also got three leaves, just like God is God, but he's also God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So that's why there's a shamrock. That's why there's a three-leaf clover. You know, there's so many things when we look around. And if we're willing to just talk to people about, I mean, where you're at, you don't have to take and go to another country. We are called. And like the scripture that I, you know, used to start this with, you know, how are they going to believe in someone they haven't heard? And how are they going to hear if we don't go tell them? That's the way the gospel gets spread. It's God's beautiful way of including us and allowing us to be a part of that and part of his story. And so, as I close, I just want to kind of throw one more thing out there. There's a quote by St. Patrick's, one of my favorite quotes. Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, and Christ above me. I love it. We should be, everything about us should be consumed by Christ. And everybody who we come in contact with should be able to see that. So, as I wrap things up, Carl's not with me. I'll leave you with this. In honor of Carl, grace and peace.
Welcome to the Ford Iron Podcast.